Governor Chris Sununu joining us live, GMI Studios, The Pulse of an H. Good morning, New Hampshire. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Jack. Am I making news? What am I doing? I don't know.
Well, first of all, Dick Pittman of the Deerfield Fair and his crew is just in here, and they expect to see you at some point at the Deerfield Fair.
So I will definitely be there. I think I'm going Friday afternoon. I think I'm going to go back with my kids sometime Saturday. I think a lot of folks know, am such a huge fan of the Deerfield Fair. Jack, I will literally walk laps around that fair. If you're going to get your steps in, go to the fair because you're surrounded by fun and activity and great smells and food, and you know you can practice your willpower not to have that extra fried dough or whatever it might be. But it's actually just so much fun just to walk around, never mind all the great stuff that they have going on. So it's going to be a whole scene this weekend.
Well, you like to bake pies like Boo Bear. You could bring one and probably sell one, but I think they're going to have record crowds with this weather forecast, unlike Florida where you're bracing for Hurricane Ian. We have beautiful fall, early fall weather, sunshine all 4 days.
Oh, yeah. No, I've worked very hard to guarantee good weather for the Deerfield Fair. I've worked very hard. And I like to take credit where credit is due, and so folks can thank me for the great weather. No, it is going to be great. It's going to be a great time. Everyone should come out, record crowds.
Yeah.
But it's big. It isn't like, look, when you're at the Deerfield Fair, sometimes it may be a little traffic getting in, but once you're there, you don't feel like you're overwhelmed because the facility itself is just so big and so fun with so much going on.
Yeah, Governor Sununu, good morning, New Hampshire. Speaking of credit where credit's due, Tom Sherman, your Democrat challenge for governor, the nominee on the show yesterday morning, State Senator Tom Sherman, he gives you credit for high electricity rates and high energy prices. He said that's one of the big issues he's running on. He says it could have done more to position the state to absorb the higher electricity cost. He cited one piece of legislation, I don't know if it was net metering. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, I vetoed all of his garbage legislation that was going to increase rates. Look, the Democrats in this state have done a variety of things. Let's not forget, it was Tom Sherman and Liberal Democrats that shut down that Northern Pass project, 1,200 megawatts of clean, renewable, cheap hydro out of Canada. They were the ones that said no to that project. I'm the ones that vetoed their legislation that had literally hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies that would have compounded the problem. You know how I know that? Because it's the same type of legislation that Massachusetts passed, and guess what? Their rates are now higher than New Hampshire's, and pretty soon Connecticut and Rhode Island will be higher than theirs, because these states are just driving on political agendas as opposed to how do we have solid, reliable baseload generation. All the states around us have shut down 7 power plants in the last decade, Jack. That has been devastating, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you want more Green New Deal stuff out of Washington that is causing gas prices to double, that's causing electricity rates to double, by all means. You know, then Tom Sherman is your guy. Really, it really is. He's got to own that. And just like the Democrats in D.C. own it. But we always do things through the lens of the ratepayer. And to say that, am I responsible for Massachusetts, you know, rates that are now higher than ours, Jack? I mean, it makes no logical sense. And so I guess the challenge I have is either Tom Sherman is just outright lying, or he really doesn't understand how any of these systems work. Either way, not qualified to run the state and be in charge of providing opportunities for our citizens.
The recent day of the legislature, the one day in that legislation that passed to give electricity rate relief, we had some folks on from the Belmont, Merrimack County side that help more, you know, public assistance, and they said they're going to be a part of helping that. Do you have an update on anyone who's looking to, do they qualify? I know that's going to be rolled out at some point.
Yeah, so look, I fought hard, and I had a whole very public campaign. People heard the ads on the radio because I wanted to get the representatives and the senators behind this idea. Now, did they do exactly what I was hoping in the end? No, but the Republicans in the legislature stood up and provided a nearly $50 million relief package. So the answer is this. Go apply. Your community action program in your area, go apply with them, because where you may not have qualified before, we've now expanded eligibility and benefits so folks can get more money than ever before, and that's on heating oil and electricity assistance. So that's the opportunity. There's tens and tens of millions of dollars out there. If you're on a fixed or lower or even a middle-income family now, I don't quote me on the number, but approximately family of four making about $90,000, they would qualify. That's a middle-income family, but now they would qualify too. We're just trying to get as much assistance out to as many folks as possible because we have a surplus, right? We manage, I work very hard to manage with fiscal discipline. Very proud to be the most fiscally responsible governor in the country is what we're ranked number one. But the benefit of that is that we have surplus dollars to reinvest back into the citizens. It's their money, not ours, so let's give it to them. when times are tightest, especially around electricity.
Governor Sununu, yesterday when I had State Senator Sherman on, I asked him, and I'll summarize. I said you didn't really have a primary, so you probably spent the summer, I imagine, focusing on the November election and the midterms, raising money. Now the stage is set. Set the stage for us. How do you convince voters that Governor Sununu does not deserve a fourth term as governor? What are the couple main issues? He said choice, and you've already talked about energy rates. So on the choice issue, he said this past weekend you were on one of the national news outlets. His words, not mine, Governor, saying choice is really not that important. And he went on to criticize you for what he called the Sununu abortion ban. I asked him to clarify because the New Hampshire law states there are no bans or restrictions at all whatsoever for the first 6 months, through the first 6 months of any pregnancy. It's only the 7th, 8th, and 9th month where there are restrictions. I asked Senator Sherman if he favors any ban at all on abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month. I asked him 3 times. Basically, he said no. He thinks it should be between a mother and a doctor because of some medical situations. So how do you respond to him saying that calling the last 3 months restrictions a Sununu abortion ban?
Look, the fact that the Democrats are tripling down on the abortion issue is actually highlighting their extremism, right? We're not extreme in what we do. Dobbs happened. Roe v. Wade gets overturned, nothing changes in New Hampshire, right? The woman's right to choose before and after has not changed. In other states, maybe. But the fact that they go so extreme and they've now owned that they're okay with this, with folks having an abortion right up until the moment of birth, that's extreme, right? And they have to own that extremism. And so, if anything, it's a failing message because guess what? Every family in this state right now is dealing with inflation driven by the Democrat agenda, dealing with high gas prices and electricity prices because we've really pulled back on our baseload generation and ability to get natural gas. That's what keeps our electricity rates low. And the Democrats, especially in other states around New England, have created policies that have really crippled that for all of New England. And we in New Hampshire are kind of holding our own, right? We really are. Very high rates, of course. You know, we're not doing the political things that other states did on electricity. Right. So their agenda here is just highlighting their extremism. And it's a totally losing message. I hope they keep spending more money into this because it's just a terribly bad message. They don't want to talk about things that every single family has to deal with. And that's why I think Republicans are going to be very successful come November.
Would you say, and I asked him 2 or 3 times, Dr. Sherman, if there's any bans at all he would favor right on through 9 months in the last trimester? And essentially, he didn't say there are. So in other words, I take it from my interview yesterday with him on the Good Morning New Hampshire show that he would favor no bans or restrictions on abortions through the full term, through the full 9 months of pregnancy. Would you agree?
Yes, he's an extremist. He doesn't want to answer the question. He's just trying to avoid the question as much as he can, but he knows where he is. He knows where his party is. It's very extreme. And again, right, it's not a driving issue for this election because in New Hampshire, you know, where we are is actually a moderate place. It's not extreme. A woman's right to choose before Dobbs came to be and Roe v. Wade was overturned. That right to choose exists before and now. It's there. They just want to keep trying to hammer down. He's just trying to maintain his base. He knows even Democrats are voting for it on this side of the aisle. Conservative Democrats are like, we're going with the Republicans. So they're doing anything they can just to hold on right to their base. That's how bad their campaign is.
Speaking of base, before we let you go, Governor Sununu, Tuesday morning here. November's not that far off. And of that U.S. Senate race, the Republican nominee Don Bolduc, the incumbent Senator Maggie Hassan, and, of course, 1st District Chris Pappas facing Caroline Leavitt, Ann Custer in the 2nd District facing Bob Burns. Let's go to that U.S. Senate race. You've commented a lot on this show criticizing Senator Hassan. At one point, more than once, you said she was toast, politically speaking, that any one of those Republicans running, now it's Don Bolduc, would defeat Maggie Hassan. Do you have confidence that Maggie Hassan can still be defeated in this November election by Don Bolduc? I mean, the money she's raised, millions and millions and millions of dollars. What are your thoughts?
Hey, she can keep raising all the money they want. Democrats can sink all the dollars they want into New Hampshire. At the end of the day, everybody wants Maggie Hassan to go. Everyone wants Ann Custer to go. I mean, these are some of the most... politicians are some of the lowest incumbent approval ratings across America, frankly. And so any alternative right now is going to be a breath of fresh air. We have good candidates on our side, and they're running on the right issues. They're running to control spending, to bring inflation down, to give families more opportunity. And at the end of the day, that goes right across politics. That goes into people's homes and how they're going to pay their mortgage and how they're going to pay their electric bill and how they're going to pay their gas bill. And it's just a colossal mistake on the Democrats' part. I mean, I almost feel like I should be a Democrat political consultant, because I do a lot better, you know, consulting these guys, because they're absolute fools with their message, because they got nothing. All they can do is do anything they can to avoid the Joe Biden thing. I mean, Senator Hassan going down to the southern border, all of a sudden showing up after 5 years of not being here, going down to the southern border and realizing that we might have a problem. Well, thanks for the memo, Maggie. I mean, way to wake up. This stuff has been hitting home for years. Maggie Hassan left this state with the biggest drug crisis and opioid crisis we'd ever seen. It was my administration that got it under control. The mental health crisis, absolutely out of control. No one at the helm. We're making investments now like never before. We are cleaning up Maggie Hassan's mess. And that's exactly why she's going to be voted out of office, because people want to see somebody else come in that can actually bring some fresh ideas, stand for New Hampshire 100% of the time down in D.C. And I feel very confident around that message that come November, there is going to be a reckoning.
Hey, I said I was going to let you go, but I just have to say we have 30 seconds. ABC, Washington Post poll, almost 60% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden to run again in 2024. Do you think we're going to see Joe Biden between now and November in New Hampshire stumping for any one of these congressional candidates?
God, I hope so. I hope so, because what a fail. I mean, Pete Buttigieg was up here talking about his infrastructure stuff, and he's talking about melting snow in Berlin as opposed to the cost of roads, the cost of bridges, and the burden on taxpayers. I hope the Democrats keep coming to New Hampshire, because, again, it shows how disconnected they are from issues and just, you know, how extreme they are on some of this stuff. So, again, I think it only plays in Republicans' favor and why we're going to be very successful come November.
Do you think the DNC is going to respect our first in the nation presidential primary?
No, they've already made their decision. Hassan had a chance to defend the first in the nation primary. They made their pitch and they blew it. Hassan and Shaheen absolutely blew it, and that's going to be devastating for the state of New Hampshire. Republicans have maintained the First Nation primary. Democrats have lost it. And again, let's look at the folks that had the responsibility of keeping it. They blew it. So another reason to get rid of it.
Do you know that for a fact? The DNC has already decided that New Hampshire is not going to play?
Come on. No, I didn't. No, they haven't picked up the phone and called me. But when they said they're going to make an announcement in August, and they said, you know what, we'll hold off to letting you know until after the election. How obvious is that? They're so bad at their messaging.
Enjoy the Deerfield Fair. Governor Chris Sununu making some news. Good morning, New Hampshire. The Pulse of NH. Thank you, Governor.
All right. Thank you, buddy.